Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pastor John Edgerton is on a phone line, and he's the object of a story not just in the Sun-Times, it sounds like, but around the world, because he's got a sign out in front of his church in Oak Park for lunch that says, Fasting from Whiteness. At least that's what the story says. Pastor, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. I'm so excited to be on WGN. I don't know how many hours I spent listening to WGN, Pat Hughes and Ron Santo. So love the station. Glad he made the haul. Wish he would have seen it when he was living. But we're grateful to be here today. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, now I got to be nice to you, and I think actually I will. And but it's interesting to me. I didn't see the entirety of the sign. What does the sign say in front of your church?
Yes, of course. So it says Fasting from Whiteness. This Lent, we lift up the voices of Black people, Indigenous people, and people of color.
Why did you decide to do that?
Yes, so this started with a children's education program from our Sunday school with a wonderful Montessori-style program called Tell Me the Truth About Racism, which is a program that was started by a woman named Jen Enriquez, as well as an Episcopal priest, and it is about telling history in a true way, through a spiritual lens, about God's love for all people and what we call the lie that some people are better than others. And so this is how it all began, was with our Sunday school programming.
I see.
We decided to build our entire Lenten church programming around that idea as well.
So as a result, you're featuring no music from white composers. They are people of color.
Yes, we have had unbelievable, wonderful worship services. We have sung Amen Siyakudu Misa every single week as our prayer response, which is a joyous piece by a South African composer of Sotho descent named Stephen Cuthbert Molefe. We have sung Savior God Above, set to Duke Ellington's Come Sunday. It has been some of the best church I have ever remembered. We've had more visitors than I can remember. It has been great. It has really been great.
What's been the downside of it?
Well, I would say this has been the most joyous and fruitful Lent that I have seen, and also the last week has been very interesting. We, as a local church, are not accustomed to national and international attention for our Sunday school and Sunday programming, to put it mildly, and this is what I view as another opportunity, an opportunity to preach the gospel, which is the good news of God's liberation of people who have known too much of death, of God's bringing joy into the world for those who are filled with weeping. And so for us, this is an opportunity to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And that is an opportunity that we are thrilled for anytime, even with national and international attention.
Well, and the reporting on that is that some of it has been negative and hostile, and I don't think any of us are surprised to hear that. But I wonder, were you trying to be provocative when you said fasting from whiteness? Were you trying to sort of slap people a little bit to get their attention?
Our intention was to be true to a Lenten practice, which is fasting. We know, however, that to have conversations about race and racism in this country will certainly make people uncomfortable. That is a guarantee whenever you have these conversations in this country. We've had a lot of responses. Some have been faithful and reasoned critique from Scripture, from fellow Christians, about how we are misguided. Others are the basest sort of vulgarity that I won't get into on the air. And both of those are fine, although we much prefer the former to the latter. However, we have also received threats against us. And I want to be clear that that is not all right. To threaten the church because you do not like the way that they practice their religion, this is a violation of our civil rights. We have a constitutional guarantee to the free exercise of our religion. And people who threaten our church because of the way that we are practicing our Christian faith, that is not all right.
suppose it's even a speech issue, too. And I'm sorry to hear that. Again, I'm not entirely surprised. I mean, that's, boy, in these days, kind of an incendiary phrase, even though maybe whites have enjoyed privileges and opportunities that people of color have not through the decades in the United States, to fast from whiteness is seemed as an incendiary charge. You know what I was thinking about when I was reading this story was the notion that it's not enough to not be bad, that to be good requires a certain amount of activism. And it seems like that's what you're saying. It's not enough to say don't be racist, but rather let's put the whites composers on the side for just a moment and exclusively listen to people of color. So therein lies your fasting from whiteness. But I wonder if you should have found a different way to say that, like embrace all cultures rather than exclude white composers.
Yeah, well, I've heard a number of concerns that people have raised, and I have to say I agree with you absolutely around that it's not a question of merely refraining from doing wrong. Rather, it is the work of this moment in history to proactively be anti-racist.
Yeah.
And so that's a part of what we're doing. Have we made mistakes along the way? Surely. Have we done this perfectly? Absolutely not. However, I would say that what I was the most concerned about at the beginning of this was that say we decided to sing a large number of songs from the tradition of African-American spirituals, such as Lift Every Voice and Sing. Those are wonderful songs. However, they are in the public domain. That means that we do not fairly compensate artists for our use of that music. So I was very concerned that this was going to mean that we were simply not paying royalties for the music that, because of the racist history of how music has been copyrighted, artists of color would not be compensated for their work in the way that, say, Ruth Duck or Marty Haugen hymns would be compensated fairly. So what we've done is we formed a partnership with a not-for-profit on the South Side that does music education for young people of color, and we are paying royalties to them in the form of gifts to them to help the next generation of artists be trained into the gift that is sacred music.
Hmm. What a clever, progressive, and positive idea, John. Good on you.
Well, I must give credit now that I say this out loud. This is not my idea. This was from United Parish of Brookline in Brookline, Massachusetts. They began that practice of paying royalties in that way. And so we are following in the good footsteps of our sisters and brothers out in Brookline, Massachusetts. I don't want people to think that I'm claiming credit for that idea.
Fair enough. Pastor John Edgerton. His church in Oak Park is at 848 Lake Street. It's the First United Church of Oak Park. Nice to talk to you, Pastor. Thanks for visiting with us today.
Thanks so much, and go Cubbies.
Well, and go Soxies, too.